That'll make the spirit jump in you here. Well, we are so encouraged today. My name is Rich Duranum, beautiful wife Delana, Shyla, Alora, and then of course our daughter Alexa here. And so we are so encouraged that she is going to make Jesus Lord this morning. And we are so proud that we get to share that with you guys before God. And I was going to pass this over to my wife and have her share.
I just want to share, Alexa, that I'm just so proud of you. A year ago, you were walking around with your hair and your face and kind of hiding, like someone said, Violet from The Incredibles, I think it's like, you know, and you wore your skin, your jacket as your protection and your hat, and, you know, you were very protected. And you've been studying the Bible, and your heart has been transformed, but it's been obvious on the outside as well. Yeah. You shed your skin. Yeah. You cut your hair so people could see your beautiful face. Yeah. You've become so warm and friendly, and just an incredibly different person. Not that the person you were before, I love you, but it wasn't really who you were. You were very protective, and you've really allowed God to change your heart in an extraordinary way. And as your mom, this is what you pray for your kids every day. And so this is definitely an answered prayer, and I'm very proud of you. I love you so much.
Amen. You know, it was so, it's kind of like a full circle seeing the Drakes, you know, with their children out here and them dedicating them to God. And you know, when Alexa was born 15 plus years ago, you know, you hold them in your hand and you just are like, gosh, I hope someday, you know, prayerfully, they will become a disciple and follow God for the rest of their life. And so that's what I'm so encouraged about, Alexa, is that now God has brought you to this point. And there have been challenges along the way that we've faced as a family, we've faced together, you've faced alone, but God has always been there with you. Yeah. And what's so encouraging is to see that over the course, especially of this last year, how much you have turned it over to Him. You've given your heart, you've surrendered. And this is the ultimate act now of surrendering to God, you know, your sin, your life to Him. And so I just wanted to read a quick scripture here in Colossians 2, Alex. It says, so then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. I know we talked about that last night. You know, the key to being a disciple your entire life is just always a heart of gratitude for what God has done for you. And I'm just so proud of you at this point that you love God, first of all, with all your heart, and now you're going to live your life for Him. So I love you, and let's do this then.
I just want to share how much I'm just amazed at how much God has changed me over the past year. You know, where I could not be here without Him. Just His unconditional love and power has just brought me so far, and I'm so ready just to turn everything to Him.
Amen.
And, you know, to make it all up for Him and His absolute love. So, yeah.
Amen. Amen. Okay, very good. All right, here we go. We've been waiting for this all day.
Wait.
Okay. All right. Well, Alexa, we have a couple questions for you here. Do you believe that Jesus was God's Son? He came to earth as a man, lived amongst us, taught us, ultimately was killed on the cross, but was raised again on the third day by God's power.
I do.
What is your great confession?
Jesus is Lord.
Come on.
Amen. but Alexa, because of your great confession before God and before the church, your mom and I are now able to baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. When you come out of the water, your sins will be forgiven, you'll be raised to a new life, and you will be a disciple of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
By the blood of the Lamb.